This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Jim Rathman right now. Former Secret Service investigative consultant. I want to talk about the Stephen Smith case and where that is at this current date and time. You know, SLED is now investigating it. They have been for a while, but it's been, you know, fairly silent. Not a lot being said until after the Murdaugh case wrapped up. And the public, you know, they're ready. They want some sort of Murdaugh involvement in this in some way, shape, or form, which may or may not happen. There's not a lot of solid evidence that points in one way or another. But inevitably, this case was brought back into the spotlight because of something with the investigation into the death of Paul and Maggie. So
Right. The
fact that this thing was even brought back up does directly tie it to the Murdaughs. As far as how that's tied, we don't really know. Can you speak to that at all? Because that seems to be an interesting point of mystery right there, where it's not just put the Murdaughs into this because we want to, but that's the whole reason this thing got started again.
So I think as they did their course of investigation, when they prosecuted Alec on these murders of his son and wife, must have come across some sort of evidence, whether they were looking at his son or something that they got. Could have been phone records, could have been some sort of ledgers, could have been some sort of transaction, whether it was through email, text message. I mean, they went through so much data that there must have been something that triggered them to go back and look at this case. And then when they reopened it, it looks like there's something there that they might be able to link evidence-wise that this was a murder and not just a hit and run accident as they tried to make it look. So if I were a betting man,
Yeah. They
have some sort of evidence at this point, and what they're trying to do is expand on that to make sure that it's true to its core, maybe even add on to that evidence and then bring up charges to whoever it might be. But I don't see them reopening it and putting this so much in the spotlight if they didn't have something good that gave them this information. There had to have been something somewhere. And if I had to guess, it probably came from some sort of data of recovery.
And not necessarily, or would necessarily, would it be pointing at a Murdaugh, or could that data recovery be absolutely nothing to do with them, but it just happens to be within the confines of an email or something, or a text or whatever, that this is being brought up, but it happened to have been delivered to them through that evidence finding of the Murdaugh case, but may not necessarily have to do with them.
Yeah. So from what I read somewhere else before, is I think they looked at this with possibly Buster. Now, whether Alec had something to do with covering it up or involvement, that's still to be determined. And, you know, for Buster's case, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. So we have to see what comes out with that. But I did read somewhere that had something to do with Buster, and Buster and this Stephen Smith had some sort of falling out or some sort of beef that was going on just weeks prior to this.
Yeah.
So there must have been something that they've got that is now trying to connect those dots in that communication chain. Could be communication text messages between Buster and Alec.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see what that communication is, what it was that they have. But once they finish doing their due diligence and their investigating thoroughly, I think you're going to probably see some charges brought up on this.
It'd be interesting to see who they're brought up. And I know Buster just recently releasing a statement through the same attorneys that represented Alec, which my advice would be maybe get different attorneys at least for the visuals of this. But saying, you know, denying all involvement, please stop talking about me with this. I had nothing to do with it. That information, that statement being made, right around the same day where there was a big piece of evidence dropped, the big piece about the investigation into the case itself, police records, statements, all sorts of, it was a 100-some page document. And also the statements from the mother of Stephen Smith coming out, showing the FBI letter that she had written, directly accusing or very highly speculating, I should say, on Buster's involvement into this. Coincidence in timing that this statement is put out at that exact moment? And was that a good move on the part of Buster and his attorneys Or would laying low more and, you know, not, or would that be a better move to not keep his name swirling into the speculation?
So I think the timing of this, I think it was strategic of it coming out, at least on the side of what's going on with the releasing of the letter from the mom. Clearly she's had her suspicions for quite some time. And then with everything that happened with Alec and his, you know, wife and son being murdered, obviously that put all the spotlight onto them. And so with that uncovered everything else that they've been involved with for many, many years. So I truly believe something's going to come of this, or it wouldn't be out there in the public right now. And I'm pretty certain Buster's probably sweating it a little bit, because if there is some dirty laundry and look, with all the twists and turns that happened with that case with Alec to begin with, I would not be a bit surprised if this trail goes back even further than that. And they're probably going to look at every single thing at this point.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see who's involved, what's involved, and all of the characters that could be bad actors in this whole case. With the investigation into this, because that was a confusing thing to understand, number one, how one is saying, well, this is clearly not a hit and run, and the evidence certainly points to it not being a hit and run, yet it was still deemed a hit and run for so many years until it was brought back up. Are we going to see any accountability within the agencies who made those calls? Because it does appear to be very much a, well, we want it to look like this. Maybe there's some influence here to say that this is what it was, to cover up for something. Are we going to get justice for that? That seems to be something what we see all too often, where there's things flipped around, favors being done, and it's just like, well, yep, that happened, but shouldn't have, and let's focus more on the case. Because without that sort of stuff being rectified, God knows how many things get flipped around in places like this.
Well, I think it's very easy for all of us to sit back and play armchair detectives and be able to kind of like think that something happened with this a long time ago. Was there some sort of cover-up? I think back at that time that this happened, law enforcement probably just went on what they had. And if it wasn't for Paul and Maggie being murdered, they may not have had all this evidence that was uncovered while doing their case, and which has opened the doors for all these other ones. They would never have known that without Paul and Maggie's unfortunate deaths. So I think because of that, and because of this discovery that was able to happen through the process of investigating those murders, it's going to now solve a bunch of other crimes that they've been able to uncover in that process. So I honestly would think that law enforcement back, and I think this Stephen Smith was what, 2015, they investigated on what they had at the time. And I believe that.
But there was evidence showing at the time that this was not a hit and run. Sled even came out and said we were told, not requested to investigate this further from the local authorities. They said they had it, and this was their determination. So it was never pushed any further to use any of those resources. And that's where it gets questionable. Was this revisited because of Paul and Maggie? Yes, without a doubt. But was it initially pushed to the side because of, the Murdaughs? I don't know, because it was there was two sides to this immediately that said, this is not a hit and run, but one side really wanted to push that it was. It just seemed very bizarre that two agencies that really should be working hand in hand to answer these questions really did not. And one side really said, this is what it's going to be. And that's what it was, contrary to the physical proof and evidence that did exist.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying on that. And I'm still gonna stick with, I think they probably went with what they had at the time. I mean, the Murdaughs have so much of a stronghold on that county. They even called it Murdaugh County.
Yeah.
Because of that history. So did that play some political influence? Probably so, because it involved Buster.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were very careful about how they went about it. But if they did not have enough evidence, physical evidence, to go after the Murdaughs at that point, they're looking at an extreme civil suit on their own end. So I'm sure they were probably really making sure all the T's were crossed and I's were dotted before moving forward on the Murdaughs.
Yeah.
But now that they have all this evidence that's become uncovered while looking at Paul and Maggie, that was enough for that they needed to be able to move forward and to reopen the case.
Well, and at the time, though, it really wouldn't have to have been pointed at Paul or Buster or Alec or anybody. It would just be more who did this and why was that not investigated, period, of who did this. That it just seems that it was dropped and that's where it sat. There was no even implications. I mean, there was rumors and such, but at that time it was just rumors. It could have been anybody, but to not look at that further of who it could have been, that's where I think the question comes into play, regardless of whether the Murdaughs had anything to do with it or not.
Right. I agree with you. And I think as they do this investigation, if that were to have happened, it's going to come to light. If it was intentionally stalled, if there was some sort of obstruction of the justice for Stephen Smith and his family to get the correct answers, then I think that will end up coming to light. And anybody that stonewalled this process intentionally, I'm pretty sure after all the spotlight involving the Murdaughs, the right course of action will be taken on those individuals, if that's the case.
If that's the case, of course.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
So many things up in the air. If you want to weigh in on any of the things we're discussing, we got a phone number for that. It's 888-5-KILLER. That's 888-554-5537. You can call 24/7 and share your opinion and thoughts on these cases that we have for you. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions. If you'd like an ad-free experience, you can get that through Apple Podcasts right now. Even try it for 3 days free. My name's Tony Bruschi, inviting you to stay with us.